Ani, bujo, sego, segoli, anishna. Skenagoaga. And greetings to all of our listeners of Spoke Signals, First Nations Radio, here at Radio Western 94.7 FM, London's Rio Radio. My name is Dan Smoke, Asanyenas. I'm of the Seneca Nation, Kildare Clan. And I'm in the studio this afternoon with my wife, co-hostess Mary Lou Smoke, Ojibwe Nation, Bear Clan. And we have our technician Steve Hunter filling in for Hal Gilpin. And we also have another guest of ours, Monica Baker. And we'd just like to say hello and greetings from all of us here at in the Smoke Signals on air booth right now. Hello?
Hi, Dan.
Yes, Mary Lou. I guess you can be let us begin by telling our listeners a little bit about what we've been doing in the past few weeks that we haven't been on the air, and we have had some guest hosts filling in for us. I'd just like to, at this time, acknowledge our gratitude, our extreme, deep, heartfelt gratitude to Paul Hogan, Peter Cole, who have sat in for us and been here for the 2 hour time period that Smoke Signals is on the air, and they have been able to entertain and inform the public and the native community here in London about what's been happening, whilst we have been away at various functions to attend and absorb and record some of the traditional teachings, some of the culture, some of the music that has been happening in Indian country, that is happening generally in the Toronto area that we have been for the past 3 weeks covering. And we have been endeavoring to cover these events so that we can bring them back to you and have them packaged for you, have them ready for you to hear. A summary of just a little bit of what we have been able to witness and record in our hearts and minds. The great law of peace, which is the gift of the peacemaker that was given to the Iroquois Confederacy, the Six Nations, the Ungwehoe, who we call, which in our language means the original people, or else we refer to ourselves as the Haudenosaunee, which means people of the longhouse. There are six different nations, which include the Mohawk, the Oneida, the Onondaga, the Seneca, and the Cayuga. And the sixth nation is the Tuscarora. So it originally was a confederacy of five nations. But the Great Law of Peace, which talks to the Iroquois people and teaches them about peace, power, and righteousness, tells us that we must walk around with a good mind and a good heart. And this teaching is very, very important. It tells us not to walk around with anger. It tells us not to walk around with fear. And it tells us not to walk around with resentment. Because for many of our people, many of the Ungwehoe people, many of the Anishinaabe people, they have been controlled for a large part by, in our communities, by a cycle of violence that is dominated and controlled by anger, fear, and resentment. And these are controlling factors which we are seeing in many of our communities across Turtle Island that continue to this day to devastate our way of life, continue to devastate our language, continue to devastate our traditional teachings, our customs, and our songs and dances, and the supreme values that were given to us by the Creator. In the Anishinaabe tradition, they have the Council of Three Fires Great Law teachings as well. It's a Council of Three Fires teachings that talk about a confederacy of the three fires, which is the Ojibwe, the Odawa, and the Potawatomi, which are all situated in from as far north as Manitoulin Island to as far south as Wisconsin and a little further south than that in the United States. But their teachings also talk about the teachings of kindness, of sharing, of truth and honesty, and of strength. And also, and again, these teaching with these supreme values in your lives, then there's no room for fear and anger and resentment. And so these are some of the teachings that we are trying to bring back into our lives, our individual lives. We are trying to bring back into our family lives. We are trying to bring back into our community lives. And as communities that become empowered, that become decolonized, that become healed, as we continue on the healing path, as nations together working side by side, coexisting, respecting one another's differences, one another's similarities, we embark on a healing path to heal our Mother Earth. And we give acknowledgement and gratitude to the Creator for the fertility of our Mother Earth and for the new life which is about to begin. And so at this point, we'd like to acknowledge that the Thunder people have returned back to this part of creation, and the Thunder people are here to do their work. We welcome back the Thunder Moon, which has to wake up, has to shake up the earth, shake up and wake up all creation from the leaves, from the buds that are starting to form on the trees, on the tree nation, to the small birds that we are starting to hear being born now, the bird nation. Their new life is starting to begin anew, and all this life is being woken up from the medicine bear, from the bears, the bear nation that Mary Lou is a member of, that clan, all the way down to the fish that is living in the water, that is looked after in the water, that new life, that fertility of Mother Earth that is giving new life to all this creation. And so these life forces from the Father Sky, from our Grandmother Moon, from our eldest brother the Sun, and from our Mother Earth continue to this day to be to live according to the sacred instructions that the Creator gave them. And so it is our duty as human beings to bring back those same sacred instructions to live in peace, to live in harmony, to coexist with one another, to coexist in harmony with these sacred life forces from our eldest brother, the Sun, from our Grandmother Moon, from our Father Sky, and from our Mother Earth. This family that we belong to, we have to remember those, how we help one another, how we continue to live in good balance, in good harmony. And so we want to acknowledge that this was the invocation given not too long ago, about 12:15, about an hour ago, over at the Alumni Hall, right up here at the University of Western Ontario, where a First Nations gathering is taking place. These gatherings are commonly called powwows, and the Native Students Association of the University of Western Ontario is putting on a First Nations gathering and a presentation for the Native community as well as the non-Native community. And we invite everybody to come on down to Alumni Hall right now, where they will be drumming and dancing and singing up to about 5:00, 6:00 this afternoon. And during this time period, we will be hearing oral presentations on some of the histories of the Oneida, the Oneontaaga First Nation, on the Ojibwe First Nation, as well as the Delaware, Lenni Lenape First Nations, and the Potawatomi First Nations. So all this is taking place over at Alumni Hall, and I just have a summary of what is exactly happening over there. The host drum is the White Eye Singers, and they come from Wapo Island, and invited drum is the Delaware Nation Singers, And later on this afternoon, we will be hearing from the Oneonta'aga Traditional Women's Singers. Okay, this is put on by the First Nations Student Association and Friendship Society of the University of Western Ontario. It's also a new endeavor of the First Nations Services Department, of which our good friend and sister Vivian Peters is the person to see in regards to the hiring and the employment equity here on the university community. But as I was talking before, the historical accounts by the original people will be taking place. The persons that will be actually doing these historical presentations are Daryl Stonefish, will be talking on the Lenni Lenape. The Lenni Lenape originally migrated from the state of New Jersey and North Carolina and traveled up this way as they were being persecuted by the American people and settled in what is known today as Moravian Town, which is just down Highway Number 2, and they also settled over by the Chippewas of the Thames across the river from the Oneida First Nations. Bellinger Brown will be talking a little bit about the Oneonta'aga and how they came up to be where they are presently situated, just outside of London. Marcia Simon will be talking a little bit about the history of the Potawatomi and how they came to be settled down in what is now Sarnia over to Detroit, all around down in that area. And Chief Del Riley of the Chippewas of the Thames will be talking a little bit about the Anishinaabe history, and Del will be explaining how the Anishinaabe have always traditionally existed in this area, have always been part of this territory, have always lived here, and have always had a covenant with the Iroquois Confederacy, with the other Three Fires First Nations, as well as the Lenni Lenape, who are another distinct First Nations in this area. And they were all coexisting and respecting one another's differences, each other's different language, each other's different traditional teachings, but they continue to coexist side by side without trying to change one another, without trying to make an Ojibwe into an Iroquois or a Lenni Lenape, a Delaware into a Ojibwe, and they continue to respect one another's differences. So we had the grand entry at 12:15, and from my understanding, it is a free event. Admission is free, but donations for the potluck are welcome. Please bring any food that you would like to donate to this potluck dinner, which will probably be taking place about 5:00 this evening. So there are a number of dancers over there now. There will be some traditional events being taken place when tobacco is given. Tobacco is the medium of the First Nations people. It was given to us by the Creator so that whenever we wanted to speak to the Creator, whenever we wanted to acknowledge to the Creator our gratitude, then we would present that tobacco. And that tobacco is also the protocol which we still observe to this day, where whenever that tobacco is presented, then something sacred is going to be happening, something traditional. And we still continue to acknowledge a traditional giveaway, a traditional eagle feather commemoration, a traditional honor dance commemoration that takes place when that tobacco is given to a drum. Then that drum is, if they accept that tobacco, then they will honor that person for what that person is asking a special song for. And that will be taking place over at the Alumni Hall powwow as well. So whenever you see anything like that taking place over there, that tobacco being given to a drum, and then the drum accepting that tobacco, then the master of ceremonies, who is Dean George, the MC, will explain exactly what that tobacco was given for, and he will speak on behalf of that tobacco, and he will explain, you know, why it is that this is taking place. So we want to just let you know that this will be, if you see this and you don't understand what is happening, Dean George, the MC, will be explaining for you so that you understand why that tobacco was presented. And so that will be taking place too. I understand that there will be some blanket dances, and these blanket dances are for travel, to cover travel expenses of some of the drums that may arrive and be part of the powwow, but did not let the coordinator of the powwow know in advance so that their expenses would be covered. So the blanket dances for anyone who wants to contribute to those travel expenses for bringing that drum, bringing those singers to this powwow. So that is why that will be taking place. But from my understanding, is there will be some blanket dances this afternoon. And our good brother from the West Coast Salish Nation, Peter Cole, is here right now to join us too. So I'd just like to say hi, Peter. And right now we're going to have a musical break, and we're going to listen to Joanne Shenandoah of the Oneida Nation, and she's going to be joined by Paul Ortega of the Apache First Nations down in Arizona. And this comes from their album, The Loving Ways. And this song is entitled Indian Love Song. Joanne Shenandoah, Paul Ortega, here on Smoke Signals.